Welcome to the Clubhouse with Shane Bacon. I am your host, Shane Bacon, and this week, well, we got Tony Finau, of course, having an unbelievable season here in 2018. Just got picked as the final member of that United States Ryder Cup team, a historical team, if you will, if you look at the team on paper that Jim Furyk is going to take across the pond. The issue, of course, the Americans haven't won on European soil in a long, long time. But we'll get to that at some point. This week, of course, is the Tour Championship. I will be hosting PGA Tour Live all week long. On Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern, we've got a preview show for that first round. So tune in there on PGA Tour Live, and then we'll get the week a rolling. And a little bit of a hiatus here from the clubhouse because I was on the road a lot and actually got a chance to enjoy myself out, a little vacation to Michigan. And we had a great time. It was three buddies and myself. We played Boyne Highlands, Bay Harbor, Forest Dunes. We played the Loop both ways, the red and the black. Tom Doak's unbelievable golf course that basically is a reverse, if you will. And then we finished up at Kingsley Club, which is a private place. And if you can ever get on or you ever get a chance to play there, take them up on it because the cabins are great. The place is very unassuming. It's not one of those, you know, massive clubhouses. It's not a place that you feel like you're intruding. They do a really great job of making you feel, even as a guest, that you are there and they're happy to have you. So Michigan Golf was absolutely fantastic. We had a great week. You can check on my Instagram, at Shane Bacon, some of the pictures and some of the videos. And, you know, it's one of those add to my list now. You know, it's up there with St. George, if you will, in Utah. Of course, you know, all the band-ins and the stream songs, places like that. But I was very surprised. I was expecting it to be great. And it was great, so shout out to everybody at Michigan and everybody that hosted us there because it was fantastic, and I am now wanting to join Kingsley and go up there about two or three times a year because it was so fantastic. If you're looking at a place to go, check out Michigan, fly in, spend 4 days, play a whole bunch of golf, make sure you check out Forest Dunes and the Loop. You will not regret it, and then you can get right out of there. It's very, very, very easy. Before we get to Tony Finau, just wanted to remind you that when it comes to golf equipment, we always want the newest driver. We want a ball that goes 5 yards further. We want new shoes to look all spiffy on the golf course. The one thing that never gets enough attention is the thing you use on every shot, and that's the thing that holds and protects those precious clubs of yours, and it's an essential part of your on-course fashion. That's your golf bag. If you haven't changed your bag in 5 or even 10 years, treat yourself to an upgrade today with the Ogio Cirrus bag. It's fully loaded with all the features you want in a golf bag, yet still remarkably light. You can carry it effortlessly while also protecting those brand new clubs. It's complete with a water-resistant pocket for your valuables, rapid access pocket, make it quick and easy to get a new ball out. If you hit one into somebody's backyard, check out Ogio.com or your local golf retailer to get your hands on the Cirrus today. Stop carrying around the golf bag you've had since the 90s. It's time for an upgrade. Ogio, the world's best bags. All right, let's get to Tony Finau. Got a chance to catch up with him this week as he gets set for the Tour Championship and, of course, the Ryder Cup. Tony has one of the best stories out there in all of golf, and he's having a great season. He's played ridiculous, basically since the U.S. Open, 6 top 10s and 9 starts, and he's had a chance to win, and he's got a chance to win the FedEx Cup title if he can somehow take down the Tour Championships this week. If he does that, he will take both titles, and that's kind of what you want to do. He's in that top five. Let's get to Tony. And we welcome into the clubhouse a young man who is having himself quite a season, Tony Finau, 16th in the world, and just got picked for the U.S. Ryder Cup, last player on the team, and I could only imagine that's been exciting for you, Tony. When you talk about the process of you making the Ryder Cup team and how you've played, you know, the last, I'd say, probably 4 or 5 months, really, since the start of the U.S. Open, you had a chance to play alongside Jim Furyk at the PGA Championship, and you had a little bit of a rough opening round, and then you played great in the second round. Was there added pressure during that week, knowing you're playing with the captain, hoping to make the team?
Yeah, I think a little bit added pressure, and just just the logistics of it was hard to overlook. I think just knowing Xander and I were maybe one of the couple guys who was looking at for a captain's pick, and so I did my best to try and keep my head down and just play. But you know, I think there was definitely some added pressure. But I learned a lot about myself, you know, that second round, and followed it with a couple nice rounds on the weekend to post a decent finish in a major. So it was a lot of fun to just play with Jim, talk with him, and didn't play my best golf the first round, but I ended up playing with him for 3 out of the 4 rounds.
Yeah, in your major season, Tony, has been pretty wild. I mean, if you go back to the Masters, obviously, and what happened with your ankle, and I would say, you know, I mean, it had to have been, what, the first time you were quote-unquote viral? I mean, the fact that it went across all platforms. And then from there, you go into a U.S. Open, and, I mean, just this wild Saturday happens, and you play yourself into the final group. Has this been the strangest season you've ever had? Has this been the most fun season you've ever had as a professional golfer? How do you look back on 2018 with one event left?
Yeah, it's definitely been my best season, my most solid season as far as my golf game, and definitely my craziest season, man. Yeah, I mean, everything you named, you can't even make that stuff up, you know. I had the injury, the ankle injury, and, you know, as you said, I went viral with my ankle at the Masters, and, you know, I birdied 6 out of my last 7 holes to pull the top 10, and then, you know, I barely make the cut at the U.S. Open, and on Saturday, I shoot 66, and lo and behold, I'm in the final group on a Sunday after barely making the cut. So, it was definitely a crazy whirlwind of a year when it comes to the majors. But, you know, I feel like my game is kind of ready for, major championship golf and kind of built for major championships. So I kind of proved to myself that this year. And honestly, it's been a lot of fun to be in the hunt in big events and to just put yourself in the thick of it. You know, that's what dreams are made of, and it's been fun to be a part of.
All right, I know you've talked a lot about the ankle, so I'm only going to ask one question about it. I've played enough hoops in my life to know how much rolling an ankle sucks. I don't understand how you could pop the thing back in and not only play, but as you mentioned, put together a top 10. Did you think there was any chance you were going to play? And also, I have to think there was a little bit of, not embarrassment, but pride that made you get up off the ground after making the hole-in-one and kind of finish the par 3. I mean, did you feel like there was no chance you were going to play that week in the sense of playing in the actual tournament?
Man, I try not to let myself think that way. You know, there was definitely some discouragement. There was definitely some discouragement that night. I had to wait until the following morning after the par 3 to get the MRI and get kind of the full logistics on what happened to my ankle. But I try not to let myself think that way. You know, I always try to be as positive as possible. And, man, I end up just working out for the best. You know, I feel like, you know, I have a pretty high threshold when it comes to pain. And, you know, I've played through some injuries, not only in golf, but in basketball myself. So I knew as long as, you know, I was going to have any further damage, I was going to play. And, you know, growing up, I was taught to never give up, never quit. So, you know, when the news came to me that, I only had a few torn ligaments and nothing really broken in my foot, I knew I was going to play. And, man, but I still surprised myself, you know, I played extremely well and he learned a lot about myself, you know, and continue to as I play. And I think that's what major championships does, you know, do to you. You really learn about yourself, not only on the physical side, but on the mental side.
Yeah. I mean, what was the pain on a scale from 1 to 10? I mean, that Wednesday evening you're laying around. I mean, what was your pain at, before the opening round starts?
Yeah. So the pain level was probably about a 7. When I fell asleep and, I didn't sleep very good because I was, you know, elevating my foot, icing my foot, you know, with the help of my wife. But, the pain level when I woke up and put weight on it was definitely a 10. That's when I woke up Thursday morning and put weight on my foot and could barely put any weight on it. You know, I felt like the chances of maybe playing the Masters were kind of slipping away. So, from that point until the time I teed off, you know, really, it was a miracle week, to be honest. I definitely believe, you know, people were praying for me, thinking about me and all that definitely played a factor because from the time I woke up Thursday morning to the time I teed off was only about a 6-hour window. And, to be able to play and play well, I mean, to me, it's a week I'll always remember. And, although I didn't go on to win the golf tournament, it's going to be a memorable week for me throughout my career.
Yeah, and I mean, we mentioned the U.S. Open for a bit, but I wanted to ask your scoreboard watching Saturday afternoon into the evening. I mean, you finished well before the leaders were out on the second 9. You kind of start to see how the golf course is playing and these guys are really struggling with it. At what point were you thinking to yourself, I might have a chance to win this championship? And at what point were you thinking, I'm actually going to be in the final group?
It never crossed my mind that I'd be in the final group. With DJ in the final pairing on Saturday, I felt like I was going to have a chance to win the golf tournament when they made the turn, when the guys made the turn, the final group made the turn on Saturday, because I was already within a couple shots of the leader, and I knew the back nine was playing tough, so it was crazy. You know, I watched pretty much their whole back nine, and just watched. You know, I knew the golf course was playing extremely tough, and man, it was a blessing for me. You know, I got into the final group and that alone just gave me some confidence moving forward and will continue to give me confidence moving forward in my career. I played I played a nice round of golf on Saturday and gave myself a chance to, an outside chance to win on Sunday.
Yeah, you know, we were covering that, of course, at Fox, and it was funny, you know, the conversation, maybe 2 hours, you know, into that final round, we're sitting there going, man, Berger and Finau, you know, they have great solid rounds there in the third round, you know, they're going to be in the top 10, and then it was, we kept calling it the Finau watch, you know, you kept creeping up the leaderboard, all of a sudden we're going, they're really going to be in the final group. I mean, you know, I can't remember anything like that because it was really a perfect storm. You guys had to play great rounds of golf, and then we had to see the conditions toughen up to the point where those guys were really struggling late into that round. So it was for us, even calling the golf, it was kind of funny to be a part of because we didn't think there was a chance it was going to happen, even though we were watching it. And then all of a sudden, it felt like in about 15 minutes, we both all realized, oh, okay, here we go. Tony Finau, Daniel Berger, that's a pretty big jump from 45th to now tied for the lead.
It was crazy. It was a whirlwind of an evening. But, you know, honestly, it was the best. It was the best round of my career. You know, I shot 66 four under on a golf course that just there's no letting up. You know, you have to hit the fairway, and then you have to hit the green in the right quadrant on the green, and hopefully it stays there. And then you got to make putts. I mean, it's just it's a golf course that just never lets up, and it's the toughest course I've ever played. And again, you know, that Saturday round was the best, you know, the best round of my career up to this point. And it's not even close. So. It was special to be a part of, and man, you know, those are things that you just, again, you just can't make up. You know, those first two majors for me were, I mean, just absolutely incredible, and I learned a lot just from those experiences.
Let's take a quick break from the interview with Tony Finau. When it comes to golf equipment, we always want the newest driver paired with a ball that goes 5 yards further. The one thing that never gets enough attention is the thing that holds and protects your clubs, and it's an essential part of your on-course fashion. That's your bag. Treat yourself to an upgrade today with the Ogio Cirrus bag. Check out ogio.com or your local golf retailer to get your hands on a Cirrus today. Stop carrying around that old golf bag of yours. It's time for an upgrade. Ogio, the world's best bags. All right, let's get back to Tony. Yeah, and I mean, you're a guy, your story is one of the coolest stories in all of professional golf, I think. I mean, you've got a little bit of Lee Trevino in you. I mean, you turned pro as a teenager. You were battling in these events in Las Vegas for a whole bunch of money, knowing that you needed it for yourself and for your family and all of these things. When you look at where your career is now compared to, you know, that 17-year-old kid that was out there trying to make a couple of bucks, I mean, is it hard for you to even kind of believe the journey the last 10 years?
Yeah, I guess in a sense it is. I know I've come a long way, and it's tough to believe that, here I am 10 years later after turning pro, and, and you have a chance to, you know, I'm on the Ryder Cup team and have a chance to do some special things. But, going through the journey, man, I've learned so much. Just playing with the guys, playing with the best in the world. And not only that, mini tour years. You know, I went through 5 years of mini tours and, sleeping with five other players in a small hotel, and paying $20 cash for a motel. I mean, where the toilet's in the same place as the bedroom. I mean, I experienced that, and it taught me a lot. You know, and I think I just have a different perspective on where I am than maybe most guys, or maybe more of an appreciation of what what this game has to offer, because of I literally feel like I've come from the depths of professional golf to now having a chance to do some special things in the game. So I have an appreciation and really just a perspective that maybe a lot of guys don't have. But hey, it's my story, and that's the cool thing about it. Everybody has a different story, and that's mine. You know, I grew up from very humble beginnings, and to be where I am today is an extreme blessing. You know, I've worked extremely hard, but. There's been a lot of people that I've helped along the way, and I honestly feel I'm just getting started. So as much as has happened already to this point in my career, I do feel like it's just the beginning.
Yeah, it was in most people that go through the mini tour ranks. I mean, you mentioned a few of the things. I mean, it's not a glamorous life, let's be honest. I mean, you're getting by week to week, and you're paying for yardage books, and you're hoping to get a local caddy that knows what's going on. I mean, there's a lot of those things that are involved. And I know you're a really positive young man, and I know you don't believe in giving up or any of that stuff. Was there moments during those years where you thought, I don't know if I want to do this? Were there moments that you thought about another career or doing something else, or did you always feel like this is what you were picked to do?
Yeah, I always felt like this is what I was supposed to do, and this is what I wanted to do. And as tough as the mini tour years were for me, man, I was a quite successful mini tour player. I won many mini tour events, and never at any point felt like I wasn't going to be good enough. You know, and I don't know if that has to do with my attitude or, you know, my actual game, you know, telling that to myself. But, I always try to stay as positive as possible. And I always felt like I could make it happen. And, man, you know, fortunately for me, I have. And all the good thoughts and all the hard work has paid off and continues to pay off. So, you know, I think there's definitely something to be said about, you know, just having that positive attitude and just not giving up. You know, and I think whether I would have made it, to this level on the PGA Tour or not, I think golf would have been my path no matter what.
Yeah, and Tony, I mean, it has to go back to your family. I mean, you know, your dad was early on. I mean, he was doing everything he could for you guys. I read that you had a mattress in the garage and you'd put dots on it to work on trajectory. And you guys would drive one of these mini tour events, sometimes sleep in the car, these junior events, and you'd sleep in the car. But they knew that you had the talent to play against these players and play well and win. You look back on your life through this and your family. And I mean, there has to be as much, an important part of their role being involved as it is with you. I mean, especially kind of with all your siblings and everything with that. I mean, that's got to be very, very cool for you to get through all of that and be at this point.
Yeah, no, extremely cool. I mean, extremely humbling for me to look back and, you know, what my family and parents have sacrificed to get me to this point in my career. I definitely, couldn't do it without them. You know, they sacrificed a lot financially and, just to get me in a position to play at a high level and to do, you know, something different than, you know, what maybe regular Polynesians do. So it's been quite a journey. But to be able to share it with, the ones that I love and just to have them know that they played a part and they seem to be pretty proud. So it's pretty cool. And my parent or my dad and my sister will be traveling to Paris, you know, as well as my wife. So it's going to be a fun couple of weeks coming up. And I think that it's something that they can be proud of.
For sure. And we're speaking, of course, of the Ryder Cup. I know you guys got the Tour Championship this week and you have a chance to win that and the FedEx Cup. But I wanted to ask about the Ryder Cup. You're on the team now. You know the players on the team. This is going to be talked about as one of the most talented teams in all of Ryder Cup in the history of the event on both the European and the American side. So don't be political here when I ask you this. Who would you love to play with at least one time in a couple of weeks in Paris?
I want to play Alex Noren, and the only reason being is I played in the WGC match play earlier in the year in February, I had him to two down with three to play in that match, and he made some bombs on me coming in and didn't miss a putt coming in and ended up beating me one up. So if there's one guy that, you know, I'd like to just get another crack at, it would be him. We're actually good friends, and I love his game. You know, he's an incredible person, incredibly hardworking person. I'd just like another crack at,
for sure,
at playing him, and I'm sure it'd be another great match.
Nice, I like that. I like they're already calling out Alex Noren, and I'm all in on it. Is there somebody you'd love to play with in terms of the American side? If Jim Furyk came up to you tomorrow and said, who would you want to play with at the top of this list, and I know that all these guys are great, but is there one person that would be, you know, extra special for you to be alongside in a four-ball or a foursome match?
All 11 guys, it would be special to play with any of them. And honestly, I enjoy playing with all of them. I have some experience playing with all of the guys, competitive rounds, practice rounds. So it'd be a lot of fun, you know. Honestly, you know, to be the last guy picked, and, you know, to me, it's an honor to be on the team. So, whatever the captain asks of me, my job is just to be ready to play, and that's all I'm trying to do. So with the experience I'll have this next week at the Tour Championship, you know, we'll all be carrying some momentum right into the Ryder Cup. So, the goal is to go out there and bring the cup back. It's been 25 years, and that's something that we talk about as a team often. So that's our goal, and I'll do whatever it takes to help the team do that.
I want to see you and Phil play four ball. I want to see you two go out there and just make like 25 birdies between the two of you in one round and just tear it apart. You know, it'd be you making all the birdies that you've made this year. You're one of the leaders on the PGA Tour, and Phil being Phil. I think that'd be a fun one to match up with. I'm assuming being on the team alongside Tiger Woods has to feel pretty special as well. I mean, I know all you guys, you know, looked up to him and watched him play throughout his career, But the fact that he's now back on this team has to feel pretty cool, you know, as a young man yourself.
Yeah, extremely cool. To have Tiger and Phil both on the team and you know, being on the same team as them is kind of surreal, honestly, especially now that you bring it up. That's extremely cool. All of us on the team are pretty much products and prodigies of Tiger. And to be able to play on the same Ryder Cup team as him, whether this is his last, whether this is not, but to say that you've done that, and, you know, for someone like me who, you know, he's pretty much my golfing idol, is, man, it's extremely cool.
And you get lumped into this group of these quote-unquote athletes that are not golfers. I know you probably hear about this all the time. Everybody talks about the modern athlete that is these new golfers, yourself and the Dustins and the Brooks Koepkas of the world. I know you are a good basketball player. Have you ever actually played basketball against any of these guys?
I've done a little shoot around with Dustin, and it was a couple years ago at the it used to be the Byron Nelson at the TPC Las Colinas. They moved the event to Trinity Forest,
right.
But yeah, they used to have a gym over there, and we shot around and things. I haven't really played a pickup game or anything, but yeah, I played with DJ, and you know, obviously, right away you see the athleticism, you know, right away with someone like him, you know, the jumping ability and just the sheer athleticism. So it's pretty cool. I think we have some great athletes on tour, and man, some of the best athletes I feel we have on tour, we have on this team, which is man, it's pretty dang cool.
Yeah, you guys need to get a basketball hoop in the team room some way. You know, Jim Furyk is an unbelievable shooter, like crazy good. Brad Faxon tells me a story one time of he was in the house next to him at one of the amateur events, and he was watching this guy, and he's like, this dude doesn't miss. So I think you need to challenge the captain to a little game of a short game of horse and see how it goes, because I heard he can still shoot it pretty well. I don't know if you knew that or not, but he's got a little bit of skill on the court as well.
I bet he does. He's a heck of a, you know, finesse golf player, that's for sure. So I know he's got that touch. So that doesn't surprise me one bit. But I'm open to shoot with anyone on the team and have a game of horse. It'd be a lot of fun.
For sure. Well, Tony, I appreciate you taking the time. I know you're a busy man. You got the Tour Championship this week and then off to Paris. I know it's probably still fairly unbelievable to be a part of this Ryder Cup team, but you definitely deserve the pick. And I know it's going to be a fun couple of weeks for you. Is it hard to focus this week on the Tour Championship with the Ryder Cup looming? I mean, do you have to kind of refocus yourself on that?
No, not really. Just because I try to train myself throughout my career, especially learning on the PGA Tour. Every week is extremely important, and every week you have a chance to change your life, and that doesn't change this week. And you know, especially with what's on the line. So, you know, my attention is here on the Tour Championship. As exciting as it is to be on the Ryder Cup and things, you know, I've got an incredible opportunity in front of me, and who knows, you know, how many more times I'm going to be in this situation in the rest of my career. You know, obviously I'd like to think I'm going to put myself in this position quite often in the next, you know, few years, but you just never know.
Right.
You know, Jordan Spieth won the Tour Championship, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, and he's not in the Tour Championship this year. You know, he won the FedEx Cup. And so you just never know. So to be in this position is something that I'm extremely proud of my play thus far, but I have a chance to do something pretty special this week. One of five guys that, you know, control our own destiny, and I'm definitely not overlooking that. So my attention is here at the Tour Championship, and we're worried about the Ryder Cup when that week comes.
Totally. I totally understand it. It's going to be a fun 4 days, and then I know the golf world is excited to turn the attention to Paris. Have a great couple of weeks. Congrats again on a great 2018, and we look forward to watching you in the future.
No, I appreciate it. Thanks, Shane. Talk soon, man.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
A big thanks to Tony Finau and his partnership, along with Ping, and the guys there did a great job of allowing him to spend a few minutes with me. So thanks to Tony. And, you know, he's just one of those guys you root for because you love the story so much. I mean, he is, you know, turned pro, needed to make the money, went through the whole process, did the mini tour thing, did the big break thing. And now he is a success story, unlike really anything else out on the PGA Tour. Love hearing from him and love kind of hearing his journey. Also love hearing how positive he is. You know, you can kind of understand why he's had so much success when you just listen to the guy talk. He believes in himself. He believes in his abilities, and he believes that he belongs in that top level of tour player, which he does. I mean, he should. You should look at the results, and it's there. I know he has the lone PGA Tour win, and that's it back in 2016, but I guarantee you he is very, very close to adding one, two, three every season with the talent level he has and obviously the confidence he's gained from this year in 2018. So big thanks to Tony and his team. Thank you all. Check out Ogio and the Cirrus Golf Bag. And you can check us out next week as we prepare you once again for the Ryder Cup that is looming. We will see you next week.